Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Today on the LA Report, Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter now faces federal bank fraud charges. Prosecutors say Ohtani was a victim of fraud on a massive scale. Former USC and pro football star O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. Of course, he's famous for more than football. We'll look back at his 1995 murder trial. And our How To LA team visits another of LA's vintage movie houses. It's Thursday, April 11th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles today charged the former interpreter for Dodger star Shohei Ohtani with bank fraud. They say 39-year-old Ipe Misuhara stole more than $16 million from Ohtani's bank account and gambled away much of it with illegal bookmakers. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada told reporters that prosecutors have audio recordings of telephone calls in which Misuhara speaks to bank officials and pretends to be Ohtani.
And thereby convinced the bank to approve large wire transfers of large amounts of money to the bookmakers.
Estrada says Misuhara used and abused the trust he'd built up over the years he had served as Ohtani's interpreter. As for Ohtani's role in all this,
Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case. There is no evidence to indicate that Mr. Ohtani authorized the over $16 million of transfers from his account to the bookmakers.
Misuhara could face up to 30 years in federal prison if he's convicted. He's due in L.A. federal court tomorrow afternoon, but is not expected to enter a plea. No comment yet from Mizuhara's attorney. Former football star O.J. Simpson has died of cancer at the age of 76. His family announced that today on social media. Simpson was a star running back for the USC Trojans and the NFL's Buffalo Bills, later a movie and TV star. All that ended when he was charged with killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ron Goldman in 1994. You might remember the televised trial of the century in 1995 that ended with his acquittal. Former public radio reporter and host Kitty Feldy covered every day of O.J. Simpson's murder trial for NPR and others. She says one moment in that trial stood out.
Infamous response. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit, from Johnny Cochran, the defense attorney. It was a real bonehead move by the prosecutor, Chris Darden, who asked O.J. Simpson to try on the one big piece of evidence that was brought to the trial, this black leather glove. And he tried it on his hand, and it did not fit.
In a civil trial 2 years later, a jury found Simpson liable for the deaths of his ex-wife and Ron Goldman. The jury awarded the Goldman and Brown families more than $33 million in damages. Much of that money was never paid. When we come back, we'll visit another of LA's vintage movie houses saved by a fashion brand boss.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at NortonSimon.org.
Support comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years showcasing Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, featuring over 200 works ranging from narrative film, documentary films, photo exhibits, and new media. VC Film Fest honors our beloved elder cultural workers, linking them to present and emerging artists to empower communities and challenge perspectives. May 1st through 10th in Little Tokyo and in Long Beach. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Abortion medication is available at health clinics at all campuses of the University of California and the California State University. But how much it costs a student depends on the campus. The law that made abortion medication available at California's public universities came with $200,000 in private grant money for each campus. But former State Senator Connie Leva says the money didn't go to pay for the medication like it was supposed to.
I'm not surprised because I think that, you know, everybody's always looking to make a buck, and college campuses are no different.
Leva wrote the law that made abortion medication available at California's public universities. She says the campuses use the medication money to pay for health clinic upgrades instead. Well, you'll soon be driving slower through Silver Lake. The LA City Council has okayed 4 speed tables along Hyperion Avenue from Fountain to Tracy. Think wider speed bumps with a gentle slope and a flat top. Can't speed over them without shaking up your car real good. The speed tables should be in place this fall. Our How to LA team has been visiting vintage movie houses across Los Angeles. They've been enjoying a revival thanks to movie lovers like Kyle Eng. He's the founder of the streetwear brand Braindead. The pandemic shutdown inspired him to save the silent movie theater on Fairfax. He reopened it in October 2020 as Braindead Studios. It wasn't an easy thing to do.
This is not like we have millions of dollars to throw into a space. So even if it's hard, we will do our hardest to make sure that this place always has its lights on and, you know, has films.
There's more about Braindead Studios in this week's How to LA podcast. It's part of our Revival House series on LA's vintage independent movie houses. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. You know, doesn't it seem like every weekend for weeks now we've had rain? We've got more in the forecast for this weekend. Rain Friday night into Saturday. Rain most of the day Saturday. Maybe some rain on Sunday. If you're traveling north this weekend on I-5, there is a chance you'll see a dusting of snow through the grapevine. But next week, sunny skies and highs in the low 70s. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley brings you the LA Report AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Ugie. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.